This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael Giammarino, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial J, G-I-A-M-M-A-R-I-N-O, junior. Date of birth 04/02/1969. Date of appointment July 30th, 2024. Requesting physician Aswathi Matthew, A-S-W-A-T-H-I-M-A-T-H-E-W-M-D. Dear Dr. Matthew, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Giammarino today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has a different kind of symptoms which started in June of 2024. His left leg swelled up, walking, he feels like walking on a sponge. Left upper extremity was involved, it was weak. His gait was imbalanced, he was falling on the left side. Couple of time he fell asleep or blacked out. He has a constant diarrhea. He has a nephrostomy bag. He was seen by nephrologist, urologist and rheumatologist. He has a jaw clicking, feels teeth are going to fall. He went to the emergency room, CT of the head done, which was negative, MRI of the brain also with a normal limit, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram ordered. He's getting UTI and pneumonia all the time. His feet and fingers are numb and tingly, speech are slurred. He feels lightheaded, becomes confused. His memory is not good. He feels like someone is hitting in the head. Feels aches and pain in the finger and toes. He feels like there is a liquid in the leg. He feels like his heartbeat is irregular. His speech becomes slurred. Left side of the head feels like it is sagging. Patient is saying he is hallucinating. He feels cold and hot flashes. Past medical history. Asthma. Primary adrenal insufficiency. Chronic kidney disease. Stage 2. Mixed hyperlipidemia. Hypothyroidism. Retroperitoneal fibrosis. Post-inflammatory pulmonary fibrosis. Depressive disorder. bilateral lower extremity edema. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy, nephrostomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, flucortisone, hydrocortisone, levothyroxine, paroxetine 20 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is disabled, is single, lives with the mother, family history, mother alive with sarcoidosis, father disease, dementia, no sibling, no children, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/4/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, questionable syncope. Number 2, depression. Number 3, lightheadedness, dizziness. Number 4, memory loss. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph, his MRI of the brain and CT of the head did not show any stroke. His neurological examination is normal. I will wait for a carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram. There is no sign of a stroke in his examination. When he will come back in a month, I probably order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and EEG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to continue the atorvastatin 10 mg PO daily and paroxetine 20 mg daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.